Thank you for joining me today. And this week we've been talking about the justice of God. God is just. And we find this truth in the Bible. The Bible is our source for finding out who God is. And that's very important to know when we come to the question under our consideration. Our question is this: if God is just, then why do his people, Christians, suffer? How does the Bible answer us? Not, what is my opinion on why, or your opinion on why, or some other preacher's or person's reason for why. Rather, what does God say? And whatever God says, he says through his word. There is only one revelation of God, and that's what is here on the pages of the Word of God, between Genesis and the revelation of Jesus Christ. Just these 66 books. That's it. There is no new revelation from God. Whatever we say that's truthful about God must come from the Bible, period. And as I said yesterday, when we actually read the Bible, we quickly find out that God's people suffer. The Christian's life is a life of suffering. Oh, we don't like this, but it's true. This is not popular, but it's true. And I'm certainly not here to repeat what is popular. I'm here to tell you the truth from the Bible. And over again, we see the people of God in the Bible suffer. And often they suffer something fierce. There's no way to spin it and make it seem better than it is. And here are a couple of examples. I'll start right at the top, Jesus Christ. Listen, everything we learn about the Christian life, we learn from Jesus, our master teacher. And what does Jesus teach by example? He teaches us that we will suffer, and he teaches us how to suffer. Listen to this convicting text in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 21. 1 Peter 2 and verse 21 tells it to us plainly, "For you have been called for this purpose, since Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example for you to follow in his steps. Since Christ suffered, we will suffer. And however Christ suffered is how we should suffer." Now, my second example is the Apostle Paul. This central figure of the New Testament, he wrote most of it, is someone that we have talked about before and we will again. Many Christians, myself included, consider Paul the greatest Christ follower to ever live. I did not say the greatest person to ever live. That's Jesus Christ. But in terms of those who are Christ's disciples, who was more faithful and fruitful than the Apostle Paul? And to know Paul is to know that he suffered for Christ. Suffering in his life was relentless. And today I just want to take you into a couple of passages that highlight this for us. But first, let me just remind you that I am not yet answering why, if God is just, do his people suffer. I'll give you my answers uncovered in the Bible beginning on Monday, so be back for that. And let me also just remind you that by giving you Paul, I give him to show you that suffering is a reality for all of Christ's people. Expect to suffer, Christian. And if you are not yet a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, then you might as well know this now. Suffering will be a part of your pilgrimage should you hopefully decide to walk with Jesus. I am never going to lie to you or pretty up the Christian faith or sell you the popular deception that come to Jesus and all your problems will go away. That's just not true. Following Christ is dangerous. It's risky. It is completely contrary to the culture in which you live. So expect difficulty, problems, pain, and persecution. But of course, all of that is worth it. Believe me, any suffering you endure is worth it if Christ has chosen you to be his follower. Have I suffered for being a Christian? Yes. Do I regret it? Absolutely, 100% not. Far better to suffer for Christ than to escape certain sufferings in this life, but then to perish in eternal torment in the life to come. All Christians must understand this about God. He will allow us and sometimes flat out make us suffer for his name. All of us must have a theology of suffering. And I'd like to say a lot more about this sometime in the future, but I do not want to get too far afield of Paul's suffering. And so let me read for you now from the book of Acts. I'm reading Acts chapter 20 and verses 17 through 19. This is Acts 20 verses 17 through 19. The narrator is Luke, and he writes this at the start. From Miletus, Paul sent to Ephesus and called to him the elders of the church. And when they had come to him, he said to them, I'll pause there to tell you that now these are what follows the words of Paul. You yourselves know, from the first day that I set foot in Asia, how I was with you the whole time, serving the Lord with all humility and with tears, and with trials which came upon me through the plots of the Jews. Well, there, in a nutshell, is Paul's theology of suffering. Humility, tears, trials, plots. The Jews were after Paul from the moment of his conversion to Christ in Acts chapter 9. They were relentless in their persecution of him, and Paul suffered their plots. They wanted Paul dead. And so now, let me fast forward in the text, all the way over to the book of 2 Corinthians. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, and beginning at verse 23, Paul recounts all that he has suffered for Christ. Listen to this. I more so, in far more labors, in far more imprisonments, beaten times without number, often in danger of death. 5 times I received from the Jews 39 lashes. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 I was stoned. 3 I was shipwrecked. 1 night and 1 day spent in the deep. I have been on frequent journeys, in dangers from rivers, dangers from robbers, dangers from my countrymen, dangers from the Gentiles, dangers in the city, dangers in the wilderness, dangers on the sea, dangers among false brethren. I have been in labor and hardship, through many sleepless nights, in hunger and thirst, often without food, in cold and exposure. Apart from such external things, there is daily the pressure on me of concern for all the churches. That is what Paul suffered, as he himself tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verses 23 to 28. Now that is suffering. And that is suffering for Christ. And you see, this is what happened to Paul, the greatest Christian that has ever lived. And you might think, well, that was just for him. That's not normative for all of us. I mean, who endures all of that today? We don't really have shipwrecks anymore, Mark. Well, first of all, this is normative for millions of our brothers and sisters in Christ worldwide. For example, there is currently a massive and severe crackdown on Christians within the nation of China. For the nearly 20 years that I have lived in Hong Kong, I've taken multiple trips to the mainland and met with believers that have suffered greatly for their exemplary lives in Christ. They can literally relate to what Paul went through and what Paul tells us about in 2 Corinthians 11. This is what persecution brings. Believe me, in China, this is what persecution brings. Second, if you think this flavor of persecution cannot come to America one day, then you're living with your head buried somewhere in the concrete of the block on your street. There are multiple, often glaring signs that committed disciples of Jesus are going to experience exactly what Paul did in due course. I am not trying to scare you. I am simply urgently aware of how fast resistance to Christ can turn into a ruthless and rigorous oppression of his people. You just watch. There will come a day when if you take a stand for the Lord, you will be in physical, personal danger for doing so. And that's right here on American soil. May God strengthen us by his grace for such a time as this. May we be ready to die for our Lord if necessary. All right. The question we want to answer from the Bible is this: if God is just, then why do his people, Christians, suffer? Before answering the question, and as an introduction to this, I have said 2 things. First, when I talk about suffering, I mean afflictions, such that our lives are radically rocked by legitimate pain. Persecution is a good example, and so are health challenges, as is suffering because of human relationships. The second thing I want to say is that if you're a Christian, if you follow Christ, then you must expect to suffer. God's people will suffer. Jesus and Paul are the examples that I have used. Everything I've said this week is, as always, available to you as a free podcast from the WEZE website. You can get caught up this weekend if you go to www.weze.org. 590amtheword.com and click podcasts. Do that today. And when you come back again on Monday, I will answer the question, if God is just, then why do his people suffer? And again, I do all of this as part of talking about the justice of God as connected to the righteousness of God in Romans chapter 1 and verse 17. As we end today, I just want to remind you of an announcement that I made last week. Perhaps this will be of interest to you. During the month of August, I will be available to speak at your church in the Boston area. For example, you may belong to a church that's looking for a pastor. You do not currently have a pastor. Or maybe you are a pastor and you would like to take a short break. Or maybe you're in charge of a church retreat and require a speaker. Should this be of interest to you, write to me today and we can discuss it. Just drop me an email and let me know where you're located, perhaps what date you have in mind and what you would like me to speak on. And tell me a little bit about yourself, your church, or group. I'll write back and we can work on details together. This will be for the month of August, 2018. My email address is mark@markaswallow.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Please write to me this weekend and we can discuss the details of this. I would like to be able to serve the people of your community by offering Bible teaching and preaching that is God-honoring and practical and useful to you. So write to me today. I'm going to end our week together now by praying for Christians who are suffering here and around the world. Lord Jesus, you taught us in your word that following you means suffering for you. Thank you for the Apostle Paul who demonstrated this, and thank you for our fellow Christians around the U.S. and around the world who are truly enduring great hardship for you. Protect them, assure them of your great love, and even as they walk through the valley of the shadow of death, may they fear no evil, for you are with them. Amen. Thank you for being with me this week, and I look forward to being back together with you, Lord willing, on Monday, for God is...